3, 2, 1.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek. And we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The S&P 500 re-entering a bull market earlier this month might encourage some people to check their 401k balances more frequently. But financial experts say that's not a good idea.
People who check often perhaps feel wealthier, and even though that money is locked up in an account that's for retirement, psychologically you feel wealthier, so you might be more likely to just spend more money, which can lead to lower savings rates.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson will join us to discuss what savers can do besides checking their balances to potentially boost their portfolio after the break.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Financial apps make it easy to quickly log in and check your 401k balance. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson is here to tell us why financial experts say checking too often could hurt your retirement portfolio long term. So, Ann, why are people so eager to check their 401ks right now?
After having been in a bear market, there's a certain excitement to a bull market. You know, you get sort of a dopamine hit when you look at your 401k balance as opposed to, you know, during a bear market where you log on and you're probably pretty nervous. It's a different set of emotions. It's a much more positive set of emotions.
This is a real rush.
I think there probably can be, you know, depending on the person, but yes.
So how do these frequent check-ins now compare to how often investors check their balances when the markets weren't riding so high?
So Vanguard has some interesting data. They serve as an administrator for, you know, millions of 401k participants out there. And according to their data, a little over 60% of participants checked their accounts in 2022, and that's when the S&P was in a bear market. But in contrast, when we were in a bull market in 2019, 2020, and 2021, the percentages checking were closer to 70%. So it's not a huge difference, but it's notable.
And they know when people are checking their balances.
They can track if you come in through the phone, if you come in and you check on your computer, and if you check on mobile. There are a couple of different ways that people access their accounts, and yes, they can track that.
So what's the harm in logging in and checking your balances? You spoke to behavioral economists. Why do they advise against checking balances so frequently, especially in a bull market?
When people check very often, they can subsequently engage in suboptimal behaviors. There are academic studies that show that the more people look at their 401ks, the lower their long-term returns are likely to be. And there are some pretty influential seminal studies that have shown that, in fact, that's the case.
What's that connection between checking and then lower long-term results?
Well, it depends, but during a bull market, people who check often perhaps feel wealthier, and even though that money is locked up in an account that's for retirement, psychologically, you feel wealthier, so you might be more likely to just spend more money, which can lead to lower savings rates. There's also the effect of if you look and you see that stocks are doing well, it can encourage people to really raise their asset allocation towards stocks, to become more heavily exposed to stocks. And that's fine, except that if we have like a sell-off that comes along or a bear market, then going into it, you're sort of overexposed to stocks, which can magnify your losses. During a bear market, the opposite can happen, where people who check too often get concerned because they see negative numbers, they see their balance going down, and those people can start to feel maybe overly nervous about holding stocks, so they'll back away from stocks and they'll sell their stocks at a time when prices are down, which is not what you want to do. So you want to be selling when prices are up. It just encourages counterproductive buying and selling activity.
A moment ago, you mentioned checking your balances on your phone or a mobile device, and it's pretty easy to log in. and check your balance, just a couple of swipes and keystrokes on your device. Why does that ease of accessibility concern behavioral economists in particular?
There is data that shows that people who check on mobile devices check more often. It's just easier, right? I mean, you sort of almost mindlessly do all sorts of activities on your phone. So if checking your 401k balance is among them, then it just means that that's going to be something that you're doing more often. And the data shows that people who check more often tend to have lower returns. So it just kind of sets you up for temptation to do things that might end up being counterproductive.
All right. So how frequently should someone check their balance?
So, you know, I asked a bunch of people, behavioral economists and, you know, people who are experts on investing, how often do you guys check and how often should people check? And there is no simple answer. There's no simple rule of thumb. Some people, I mean, myself, for example, I can't avoid checking because when I log on to another account, my health savings account that I often have to do sort of administrative things with, my 401k balance is linked to it. So it's just right there for me to see it. I try not to look. I try not to have it register in my brain. But there's a researcher who's really quite influential in the retirement space. He says he checks once a year. Once a year, he will go through and he will check all of his accounts and he will write down the balance. And it's a way for him of keeping track of where he stands. Someone else I spoke to said she just kind of checks occasionally. Most people seem to agree that maybe checking four times a year at most is kind of what they would recommend. And if you can prevent yourself from checking more than once a year, then that's probably even better. I mean, as you get closer to retirement, people tend to check more and often for good reason because they really have to figure out, okay, I'm thinking about retiring. Can I actually afford to do this?
Yeah, it is hard to look away, especially when times are good. But what else can someone focus on or what can they do rather than just looking at their 401k?
If you find yourself checking out of an anxiety type of reaction or just sort of mindlessly, you should probably ask yourself, what is it that you really want? What are you really trying to accomplish by looking? If you just looked 2 days ago, what are you trying to accomplish by looking again today? And often it's that people feel that they're sort of seeking a sense of control or they have some kind of anxiety that's being channeled into this behavior. And for people who are in that situation, it could be that their anxiety is, you know, about money. And in that case, having some kind of formal financial plan can actually help relieve some of that anxiety. People feel that they're more in control when they work with a professional to come up with a financial plan where there's a sort of a recommended savings rate that actually makes sense for them given their goals and the number of years they have until retirement. So you can't control the market. That's the reality, right? So people feel some sense of anxiety about that, but you can control your savings rate. So that's the idea with having like an actual financial plan that's formulated by somebody who does this all the time, who knows what they're doing.
That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.